The day before Florida's presidential primary, the person who has bet virtually his entire candidacy on the state campaigned in Clearwater. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who is polling a distant third among Republicans, spoke to about 100 supporters this afternoon in a hangar at the St. Petersburg-Clearwater Airport.
If we win in Florida, we're going to win every place else. Florida is going to lead the way.
According to several recent polls, Rudy Giuliani trails both John McCain and Mitt Romney among likely Republican voters in Florida's primary election. The two frontrunners are nearly neck and neck, each with about 30% support, while Giuliani is polling at about 15%, slightly ahead of Mike Huckabee. Giuliani has not campaigned hard, nor finished among the top three in the six states to vote before Florida. So a win in the Sunshine State is nearly essential for Giuliani's survival as a candidate. He said that Florida residents have told him they are having a difficult time affording property insurance. Giuliani has called for an insurance fund that would protect against major disasters like hurricanes.
I favor and will fight for a national catastrophe fund so that your insurance rates will be reasonable and you'll be able to have insurance. I'm the only Republican candidate who supports that fund, and it is vital for the people of Florida. It's vital for the people all over the country.
Giuliani wants to increase the size of all the branches of the military and the spy agencies.
We need a president who can keep us on offense in the terrorist war against us. Never again should we go back on defense like we used to be before September 11th. We need to make sure that we increase our army, we increase our navy, we increase our air force, our marines, we increase our Coast Guard, we increase our intelligence services. We've got to have the Patriot Act.
Florida's primary will be the first that is closed. Voters who are not registered with either of the two major political parties may not vote for their presidential preference. That could hurt candidates that have gotten support from independents or third-party voters. It could favor candidates who appeal more to the base of their party. In his Clearwater speech, Giuliani promised to partially privatize Social Security.
We will save Social Security, we'll preserve it, and we'll also create a personal option if people want to take some of that money and invest it personally. I trust you. If you want the government to handle the money, the government should handle the money. If you want some of it that you can handle yourself, then you should have that option.
Some states apportion their delegates based on how many votes a candidate gets. But Florida's primary is a winner-take-all election. No delegates are awarded to candidates who finish in second place or lower. Because Florida moved its primary election to earlier than February 5th, both major parties punished the state. The Democratic Party has said that the winner of Florida's primary will get no delegates. The Republican Party has taken half of the delegates away from the winner of Florida's GOP primary. Despite that, Giuliani has still campaigned hard in the state. He said he would appoint conservative judges and allow parents to choose the schools their children attend. Giuliani also wants to give a tax break to people who can afford to purchase private health insurance.
I want to encourage you to buy your own health insurance with a big tax exclusion of $15,000 so you can have your own health care policy. I want you to be making your decisions about your health care with your doctor, not with some Hillary Care bureaucrat.
On Saturday, Florida's Governor Charlie Crist made a surprise endorsement of John McCain. According to the St. Petersburg Times, Crist had told Giuliani that he would endorse the former New York City mayor last November. Giuliani was introduced in Clearwater by supporters such as Representative Leslie Waters, actor John Voight, and Texas Governor Rick Perry. Another supporter, Florida's Attorney General Bill McCollum, predicted that Crist's endorsement of McCain would have little impact.
It comes very late, and so I think it's very little. Most people don't go on the basis of endorsements. They're looking at the candidates themselves, and I'd like to think they're going to look beyond that and not look at the superficiality of it. I was surprised. I thought he'd probably remain neutral. I would have thought he would have endorsed earlier if he were going to endorse somebody, and I didn't think at the end, with McCain saying what he did about the catastrophe fund, that the governor would do that. I just can't imagine what he was thinking when he did that.
There were Giuliani supporters in the audience, as well as voters who are still undecided, and at least one Giuliani detractor. Barry Quinn is not registered to vote because he is a resident alien working toward citizenship, but he called himself a big Rudy fan.
I like everything he stands for. The man's got a lot of experience. I think he's got a proven track record. I don't see too many flaws, to be honest with you.
Evelyn Collins is from Largo and plans to vote but hasn't made up her mind yet.
Well, I like Giuliani, and I also like Romney. What I like to see is to control government spending. You know, I always say the government doesn't have the money unless they take it out of our pockets.
Port Richey resident Tom Lincoln will vote in the primary. He hasn't made up his mind, except that he won't vote for Rudy Giuliani.
The reason I really came was just kind of to celebrate the idea that Rudy's probably going to lose tomorrow. And I think it would be good for the country if Rudy does lose, because he hasn't been honest and straightforward with the events of September 11th.
Mary Lou Clark from Wesley Chapel plans on voting for Giuliani.
Because he's the best qualified all around, and I believe he's the only one that could run against the Democrats and really win. He's got it all. He's my man.
The presidential primary election in Florida is Tuesday. You can vote from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. All registered voters can vote on the property tax measure known as Amendment 1, and Pinellas voters will decide whether to keep their one-half mil tax for schools. Reporting from Clearwater for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.